The state already has some large food companies making everything from beer to organic milk, and there are smaller innovators and startup efforts. Rick Terrian says since opening the Wisconsin Innovation Kitchen in Mineral Point last year, the training site has been cooking.
We started with 3 or 4 people with disabilities, and we're up to about 35 now. It's supporting 90 jobs in the communities in one way or another. And we've created 30 new businesses that are already through the queue, and there's a significant number, probably at least double that, waiting to get in.
Terrian says another commercial kitchen will soon open in Viroqua, and he hopes eventually to be in other Wisconsin cities, using profits from Mineral Point and perhaps some public money to leverage private investment. In Milwaukee, Shelley Jurowitz of the M7 Regional Economic Development Group says food businesses can help give people basic job skills so they can go on to more technical work at firms that need skilled labor.
You have to have work experience, and the biggest challenge that in particular our manufacturers are facing right now are those basic employability skills, showing up for work on time, asking questions, being enthusiastic, doing good work. And I think we learn a lot of that when we're younger in those first jobs that we have.
Jurowitz says the M7 is also trying to bring more food companies to southeastern Wisconsin, with selling points like access to water, a high percentage of workers already in the food industry, and even a relatively high number of food scientists. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.